Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 189 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and today we will focus on studying abroad, and we will listen to students from France and from Finland. First up in our category, Absolutely Unforgettable, we hear from Thomas and Quentin from France, who both decided to take on an exchange year of study in a foreign country. Quentin has been enjoying life in the beautiful city Buenos Aires in Argentina, while Thomas has had the full Brazilian experience, including many positive aspects, but also a robbery in the street.
And then three guys just came out of the street and then just robbed my bag, my phone, my passport, everything.
In our second category, Absolutely Abroad, Laura, our editor, interviewed Thomas from Finland. Thomas recently arrived in Germany to take an exchange semester at Rhein-Ahr Campus. We hear about life as an exchange student and some differences between Finland and Germany.
Well, when I came here, it was probably the first time I had seen the sun in about 3 months, because in Finland it was rather cold and depressing.
And finally, in our third category, Absolutely Immersed, we go back to Brazil with Thomas and Quentin to hear about their experiences. I asked Thomas how he would advertise Brazil to foreigners.
If you love the sun, the beach, and the women, you should come to Brazil.
But now let us start with the show. I recently had the pleasure of traveling to Brazil on business, where I met with Thomas and Quentin, two exchange students from France. They were kind enough to share with me information about their experiences abroad. As most of us are aware, Brazil does not have the reputation as one of the safest places. And unfortunately, we hear some first-hand experiences as Thomas shares with us his traumatic experience of being robbed in the street. The students also talk about how they managed to accomplish studying abroad, differences between the cultures, including eating times, and what they miss most about home. First up, Quentin explained how the two of them had already studied together in France and came to be together in South America.
We were friends in the university in France, so Thomas had a 3 months of vacation here, so he invited me to travel with him across Brazil.
Do you study in this place?
Oh yeah, I study in the south of Brazil in a city called Florianópolis. I met him in Manaus, na floresta, in the Amazonian forest, and then we've done a little trip around Brazil, Fortaleza, Salvador for the carnival. And then we are going to Rio to visit.
Okay, that sounds very good. So what gave you the idea in the first place to go abroad and to study at a foreign university?
Well, for me, when I had the opportunity to go abroad for 1 year, I took it directly because, well, I think it's the only opportunity I will have in my life to go abroad for such a long time.
Right. How does that work in your university? How did you know about this?
Well, in my university, so it's an engineering school, so it's a five-year university. And during the three first year, we cannot go abroad, so we can't do like an Erasmus program or things like that. So the only opportunity we have is like in the fourth or fifth year.
Okay. What did your parents say when you first came up with this idea? Were they happy about it?
They were a bit worried. I never said I wanted to study abroad or whatever. And then just one day I came up with the idea of going 1 year to Brazil. And then I didn't sleep well for 1-2 days for sure. Yeah, but it didn't last for long, because when I was 14, I already been to Canada for 4 months, so they were kind of used to not seeing me around.
Do you know what they were worried about?
Were worried about, Brazil is not the safest place in the world, so they were worried about safety. They were worried because I don't know anybody here, I don't speak Portuguese, so yeah, many, many things.
Were they right?
I don't know. I mean, now they know I'm fine, I don't have any problem, so now no more problem. I do speak Portuguese and stuff.
Is it dangerous for a student?
Depends. I'm living in Florianópolis, as I said before, and it's very, very safe. It's like Europe. But then if you are going to, I don't know, Rio, São Paulo, or the north, sometimes it can be a bit risky. Yeah.
How about Argentina?
Well, Argentina is known as the most European country in South America. Mm-hmm. And I'm living close to Buenos Aires, which is a big city, so I think it's a bit different from Brazil. But still, there is some parts you should not go, and there is still some insecurity in the country. So my parents were a bit worried. Well, they had two different reactions. My father knows a little bit of America because he has been when he was young. So he was really happy I wanted to go there. But my mother was a bit more worried because, well, maybe it's maternal instinct. I don't know how to say it.
Okay, fair. What is the craziest thing that has happened to you during your time abroad?
Well, the most traumatic, I don't know how to say it, but when I went to Rio for visiting the city, and then I was just walking around. Like I said, my city was pretty safe, and then I was walking around with my phone and stuff you shouldn't do in Rio. And then three guys just came out of a street and then just robbed my bag, my phone, my passport, everything. So it was the most intensive
traumatic
experience.
What is the one thing that you miss from home?
Food. Yeah, for sure. We are French, so we love baguette, we love cheese, we love wine, and here it's stuff we don't have. So yeah, I miss it for sure.
I came back home, I came back in France for Christmas to see my family a little bit, and I asked my mother to prepare some French food and some food from where I live. So she bought like cheese, bread, wine, the most cliche French food, and I enjoyed it. It was like...
When I'm coming back to France, I'm just gonna miss caipirinhas.
You're living together with people in the country. Do you find that they sometimes behave in a strange way, or...?
Yeah, I think that the Argentinian lives a little bit like the Spanish, so they live really late. I mean, they go back to bed really late, they eat late. So for me, it was like my first impression when I arrived. I was in a big house with a French guy, Colombianos, Mexicanos, in Argentinian. And it was funny to see the difference of culture, because the French and the Mexican eat early, at like 8, 9. The Colombian eat at like 9:30, and the Argentinian start preparing their food like 10 and 30. Okay. So there is a difference in the rhythm of life.
Oh my God, I know that I would put on a kilo every week if I had my dinner as late as 10 p.m. every night. I do not know how these Argentinians do it. Maybe I should take up tango as a sport. Now we move on to the next category, Absolutely Abroad, where Laura Maguire, our editor, grabbed the microphone herself and had a chat with Thomas about differences between student life in Finland and in Germany. Thomas talks about how he arrived in Germany, what he hopes to get out of the experience, and the challenges that non-German speakers face. She first asked Thomas how he came to study at Rhein-A campus.
I started talking with the coordinator in Lahti, which is the city I come from, and pretty much picked a map of Europe and decided on the countries I wanted to visit the most, them being Netherlands, Belgium and Germany. We slowly started going along with my criteria of courses and such, and Netherlands and Belgium quite quickly left the list. And then I asked the coordinator about previous exchange students and their experiences. And people in Remagen had generally had a very good experience, and it featured a lot of the courses I wanted to take. So that's why I'm here.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, that's a similar story to how I ended up here. So have you made any new friends since you've been here?
All the exchange students have been really friendly, so those are the people I hang out with the most currently. And a lot of the German students here have been very kind, especially the people in the master's program who I've been meeting up with, most of them saying that if I don't know something or just need to find something, they'll gladly check and look it up. One fellow actually helped me find a cheaper phone operator for me and another exchange student.
And have you had any difficulties or faced any challenges before or since you've been here?
The bureaucracy in general is a slight hiccup, but that's really nothing. It's expected. And the language barrier is probably the largest problem I'll face here, as I have studied the language previously in primary school, but 7 years of not studying and not speaking the language have kind of made a gap in my knowledge and general understanding of the language. I can generally understand the conversation, but if I had to speak it, I would just nod politely and say ja most of the time.
And so are you interested in learning the language and trying to pick it up while you're here?
Of course I am. When in Rome, as one says, you'll have to learn the language here. And I understand that it might be a bit of a hiccup, but I'm willing to learn. And the small mistakes I feel actually help you learn better. I was in one shop buying just the basic necessities, and the woman says the word gasse, which is quite close to the Finnish word gassi, which means bag. And of course, me being the silly Finn that I am, I said, yes, I would like a small bag, please, followed by which the cashier hands me a receipt, to my utter confusion.
And what do you plan to get out of this semester while you're here?
Well, aside from learning the language, which is obvious, I hope to gain, again, more knowledge, of course, and there's a few courses that I was unable to pick in Finland, for example, any of the master's courses, for example, strategic business communication and knowledge management, and having an understanding of those, I feel would be beneficial for me in the future, wherever that may be.
Oh, and so you're taking these courses here?
Yes, here in Germany. As a bachelor student in Finland, I'm unable to take any form of master's courses.
Okay. And what about the weather? It must not be quite as cold as it is in Finland.
Well, when I came here, it was probably the first time I had seen the sun in about 3 months, because in Finland it was rather cold and depressing. And this was probably 2 to 3 months before Finnish time or Finnish weather, when I'd actually be wearing shorts. It's only mid-March when I started wearing them. In Finland, it would have been June, July before I'd even get a chance to think about such things.
Oh, gosh. Coming from Australia, that doesn't sound very good at all. And what's the student life like in the dorms? Is there anything that goes on? Do you meet up with other students?
Well, there have been one or two parties I've attended with one or two of the exchange students, but I'm not saying we keep to ourselves because we're all quite sociable, but we have had occasional dinners where it's just the exchange students. Sometimes one person makes all the food, other times everyone brings their own dish and we just eat together and have a nice little conversation.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. And so do you plan to do much travel while you're here, like throughout Germany?
Well, I have been thinking of several places. I'm a rather large football fan. I've supported a club called Bremen for a considerable amount of my life. And I do plan on going up north to one of their games. Also, a friend of mine, a fellow exchange student, lives in Neu-Ulm, and Stuttgart is kind of between Remagen and Neu-Ulm. So I was thinking of going to a Stuttgart game with her, but we'll see what happens.
Well, we wish good luck to you, Thomas, and of course we keep our fingers crossed for your soccer club in Bremen. This seems to be an excellent way to visit some places in Germany. In our final category, absolutely immersed, we go back to Brazil with Thomas and Quentin to hear what it is like to study in a foreign language. They also give us their reasons to add Brazil and Argentina to our bucket lists. First up, I asked Thomas whether or not he can speak any Portuguese and if this was the reason why he chose to come to study in Brazil.
Uh,
Yeah, of course. When I came, I could say thanks, obrigado, bon dia, good morning, and that's it. So, oh, and I didn't understand also. So, no, I didn't choose Brazil for the language because I didn't speak any. It's kind of close to from the French, so it's pretty easy to learn.
But it must have been difficult at the beginning to follow courses at the university.
Yeah, it was pretty hard because I did speak English, kind of, but all my classes were in Portuguese. So, yeah, for 2 weeks it was very, very difficult. And then you get used to hearing it, and the teachers, they speak slowly and clearly, so you just get it pretty quickly.
I learned Spanish in high school, so I was speaking, I had the basis of the language, but I learned the Spanish from Spain. And so when I arrived in Argentina, they have a really particular accent and they don't have the same grammar. And so when I arrived, I had the basis, but I didn't understand nothing.
Okay.
So in 2 months, I started understanding and speaking well.
What helped you most to learn the language?
I had one guy from Colombia in my house of residence where I was living, and I think it was him who helped me the best because the Spanish from Colombia is really clear, really slow. So by speaking with him, I learned how to speak Spanish. Then I had friends from Argentina, so I started learning the Argentinian Spanish. Yeah.
Okay. So how do you speak the language now? ¿Cómo hablas español?
Ah. Yes, I can speak Spanish like fluently. I have friends who are Argentinian. I was traveling 1 month in Argentina and I was invited by them in their houses. So I lived maybe three days with their family, their friends. Okay. So it was like a total immersion in the culture and the country. So it was great.
How about Portuguese? That sounds even more difficult.
I didn't speak neither Spanish neither Portuguese, so it was kind of the same. I had to start to zero. But when I came, I was living with seven other guys from Brazil. So, and one of them was speaking very well English. So every time I wanted to do something, I just said it in English and then he repeated in Portuguese so I could learn, and he helped me a lot. And then after 1-2 months, you just always speak in Portuguese. It's pretty easy.
Okay. Students around the world are listening to this podcast. Why should they come to Brazil?
If you love the sun, the beach and the women, you should come to Brazil.
And why do you think they should rather go to Argentina?
It's a really big country, and I particularly love the south of Argentina, which is called Patagonia. Yeah, the landscape are wonderful. It's full of travelers, like backpackers. So it's really a good atmosphere. In every hostel you are in, you meet new guys who have experience, and it was a really good experience. So.
Well, I've already visited Brazil and can agree with Thomas. It is a very sunny place, especially in February. However, I will have to add backpacking through the beautiful landscapes of Argentina to my bucket list, as Quentin suggested. Now, that's it for today. We spoke with Thomas and Quentin about their experiences in Brazil and Argentina while on an exchange year. Then we came back to Germany and got to hear what life is like for Thomas from Finland as an exchange student. And finally, we learned some words of Portuguese from Thomas and what life is like to study in a foreign language in Brazil and Argentina. Thanks to all who have contributed to this podcast, but in particular to our editor, Laura, who also conducted an interview. Please check out our website, absolutely-intercultural.com, to get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. Anne is doing a wonderful job keeping us posted with interculturally interesting stories from around the world. Our next show, by the way, will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 1st of May. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig querkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.